Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Maybe you're one of the many people who have reason to celebrate the recent strength of the U.S. dollar, especially if you're planning your summer vacation abroad. But a stronger dollar also pushes down inflation, according to Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen. Greg Ipp is the chief economics commentator for the Wall Street Journal. He writes that if today's low inflation persists, the fight against the next recession may be tough. Greg, welcome to the program.
It's great to be here.
Okay, might be helpful for a little bit of economics 101. Low inflation sounds pretty good. Why is that not the case in your view?
Well, it does sound good, doesn't it? I mean, who doesn't want low inflation so that their dollar goes further? But just remember, if your employer can't raise the prices of the things it sells, it probably can't raise your salary either. So over time, low inflation, high inflation, it doesn't really affect what your purchasing power is. But what it does affect is the ability of the central bank to manage the economy. Over time, if inflation is very low, so will interest rates. If you look at Japan, for example, over the last 20 years, inflation has been zero or slightly negative. And throughout that period, interest rates have been stuck at zero. That leaves the central bank in a situation where if a bad shock or a recession comes along, it can't lower interest rates to help the economy. In the case of the United States, if the low inflation that we have today persists over the next 4 or 5 years, eventually there will be another recession. And in that situation, the Fed would probably have interest rates only at 2 or 3%, which is really not much ammunition for cutting them and therefore cushioning the economy from that recession.
Okay, but the economy has been growing steadily in the United States. Unemployment is now at 5.5%, pretty low compared to what it has been. All of this usually suggests higher inflation. Why is it still low?
Well, there's a couple of reasons for that. One is that even though unemployment has come down a lot, it's still above the lowest point it reached in the last expansion. And we know there are a lot of people who are unemployed, but they're not being counted as unemployed because perhaps they gave up looking for work. We know there's a lot of people who are working part-time, but they'd really like to have a full-time job. So there's a lot of slack, as we call it, out there in the labor market, which is putting downward pressure on wages. And that's one reason prices are also not going up.
So how does this challenge the Fed then?
Well, the Federal Reserve has a delicate task because the law says it's supposed to aim for both full employment and stable prices, and it defines stable prices as an inflation rate of 2%. If the economy behaves as it normally does in a business cycle, then eventually unemployment will get down to a level where all the workers who want jobs can find them, and then they can start asking for higher wages because there aren't a lot of unemployed workers around to compete with. As that happens, you'll start to see those higher wages feed through to prices. If the process continues long enough, then you will actually end up with an inflation problem of inflation over 2%, maybe over 3%. And then the Federal Reserve is in a situation where it says, well, we wanted inflation to be back to normal, but we didn't want it to reach runaway levels. And so suddenly they'll have to hit the brakes as they have in the past, and perhaps that causes another recession. So it's got this delicate job here. It doesn't want to raise rates so quickly that it aborts the recovery and puts us back in a recession. On the other hand, it doesn't want to hang around with this cheap credit for so long that it creates a latent inflation problem somewhere down the road. So it has to somehow balance those two competing interests.
And how well would you say right now the Fed is balancing them?
Well, I'd say that they're doing quite well, given all the curveballs the global economy keeps throwing at them. A 5.5% unemployment rate, it's higher than we would like. But if you compare to the 10% that we had in 2010, it looks pretty good. Inflation, yes, ideally it should be higher. But on the other hand, the big drop in oil prices was unexpected. And it's probably actually good for consumers and growth in the near term. The stronger dollar is definitely causing some problems for exporters or companies that compete with imports. If you're a California winemaker, you're going to be competing with a lot of cheap French wine in the next year. On the other hand, that strong dollar is the flip side of a weak euro. The weak euro has been very good for Europe. And in the long run, a stronger European economy will be good for the United States.
Okay. And how about, as we mentioned in the beginning, the prospect of overseas travel for Americans, say, over the summertime? How is this all affecting them?
Well, the euro is a lot cheaper, so you've been hankering for a long time to take that vacation in Italy or France. This year is as good as any. It may be that the people who operate hotels or resorts in Florida or Cape Cod will miss your business, but that's the way the global economy works.
For those who don't necessarily follow economic news, but again are affected by everything that happens in terms of inflation, what should they be hoping for?
Well, I think the thing that most people out there are ought to be hoping for is for the money they earn to go further. And that can be a combination of two things, the things they buy getting cheaper or their paychecks getting larger. Ideally, what you would want is business to be so good that their employers are paying them more, giving them bigger base pay raises, bigger bonus checks. That's a kind of a win-win game because it means that both the workers and the people that sell those workers those things are benefiting. Really, a strong economy and a virtuous circle of economic growth is when not just prices are rising at a normal rate, but wages are doing even better. That's kind of been the missing link. We just haven't had those strong wage increases up to this point. When people out there are starting to get nice increases in their paychecks, that will tell us that things have finally turned the corner.
Okay. Good to talk to you. Greg Gipp is the chief economics commentator for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks again, Greg.
Pleasure to be here.